Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about what's taking place in Minneapolis and what's going on with Uber and Lyft. This has come up before, coming somewhat to a head today because the city council, despite Uber and Lyft saying, we're going to leave town if you do this, a veto-proof majority of the council just approved a pay increase that is going to get a veto from Jacob Fry. But Dave, it's 9-4. That's veto-proof, right? So that's enough to override the veto. Okay. They are saying, Uber and Lyft, you do this, we're out of here. They did that in Austin. They eventually came back. And I know in some of the reporting, reporters looked around where they had offered this threat and it really didn't happen. The folks who support this say this is the best way for the drivers to get to minimum wage. The debate on a lot of this, Dave, I think is, and we'll get to more of the details, and I want people to chime in, 651-461-9226. For this job and other jobs, should this pay and the debate on the pay be viewed as, this is your side job? This isn't a full-time gig. This isn't the type of job where you should be compensated enough on a cost of living basis where you, maybe your family, can live off this. Because we have this conversation on raising minimum wage with various other jobs. Restaurant industry, it's come up a lot, Dave. And for me, what's infuriating in that one is many layers to it. First, that some individuals are taken advantage of. There's no doubt that they should be paid more. So I don't want to dismiss that. Another thing that infuriates me about the restaurant debate too, Dave, is it's people assume everybody owns a restaurant. Well, they're rich. You know, I mean, they're just, you know what they do? They swim in their off their yacht in Cabo.
It's true.
Yeah. I know a bunch of guys who own and gals who own restaurants in town. By the way, some are doing very well. You know what most are doing right now? Hanging on because of the bleeping pandemic. And in that area on the tip credit thing, it's nonsense because some places, at some high-end places, you're making 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. That, not all places, but a tip credit should be included. So going back to here on Uber and Lyft, when it's been the debate of where the minimum should be and the different analysis on, well, they're making this amount or they're making that amount because we have those big debates on what they're really making. Uber and Lyft continue to say the minimums are too high. Others will come up with that debate, Dave, on, well, how much should Uber and Lyft make compared to the drivers themselves? Because, and you know, of the two, I use Uber. I've used Lyft before, but my experiences mainly through Uber have been great. Very few times have I had an issue. But if you drive Uber and that's your car is going to get beat up potentially more with your line of work as opposed to just normal driving to a job, or maybe you're working at home. So I'm a bit dubious, Dave, that Uber and Lyft are going to leave. In fact, I don't believe it. So when you go over the plan, this is what the plan guarantees, a floor of 140 per mile and 51 cents per minute. Fry's proposal wasn't like it was crazy different. $1.20 per mile and 35 cents per minute. Also includes some of these provisions, Dave. $5 minimum payment for any ride. Annual increases that match up with minimum wage. If a ride is canceled while the driver's out, the driver gets 80% of the fare. Restrictions on how money can be deducted from driver's wages, and a prohibition from cutting the driver's tips, and protections from retaliation. Can I go to one here? If a ride is canceled while the driver's en route, the driver gets 80% of the fare. So wait a sec. You've used Uber and Lyft before, right?
Yes.
You reach out on your Uber app, and you're gonna use Uber. And then guess what? Lindsay gets home earlier. Or a buddy stops by and says, I'll give you a ride. And it's a bummer for the rider. I get it. It stinks because where do you go in the pecking order? But you then cancel. Uber or Lyft then get no money from you, right? It's not like you're paying if you're not taking the ride. But Uber and Lyft still have to pay the driver 80% when no revenue came in? Does that make sense?
If you cancel at the last minute, we're saying you're still paying the fare though, right?
If the ride is canceled, mm-hmm, while the drive is en route, the driver gets 80% of the fare. Am I just missing?
Well, I think they're saying if you cancel, you know, if you order the ride, they say, okay, I'm going to be there in 3 minutes. And, you know, minute, yep, and a half later, you hit the cancel button. I think you still owe. And so I think they're, okay, saying that money, instead of going to the, okay, big company, is going to go 80% to the driver.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. I guess I've never canceled.
Well, you're very trustworthy. When you want a ride, you want a ride.
I'm reliable. I don't think I've canceled. So, should it be 80? I mean, there's debate on what the percentage is. Let's do this. Let's pause. What do you want to say about this, Dave? I don't believe they're leaving. I don't think we can turn every job into your paid full-time salary. Most people believe, the story points out, that big companies make 60% of the rides when the drivers are the ones providing the service. Just doesn't make sense. So 60% of the money is going to the team. What amount should the drivers get if Uber and Lyft leave Minneapolis? Would it bug you? There's a lot out there. Because for me, it would bother me. I think it's a great option. Some might say, well, guess what? Somebody else would come in, or taxis would emerge. What do you want to say about this? How essential would it be for you? What about the pay balance? Do you view this as a side gig or a full-time gig? And are we changing the perception of what we viewed before as a side job, and now it's a full-time job? 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we're talking about the city council and Uber and Lyft. I don't think they're leaving. I'll admit to Dave, my default on the city council, most often I just disagree with them. And you know, I'm reading more about this and more stories during the break where Uber's supporting, because we've had a state debate on this also, Uber's supporting a statewide proposal law, all drivers, $35 an hour. Okay, what's your gut instinct on $35 an hour guaranteed if you're an Uber driver?
$35 an hour for an Uber driver?
I'm reading right here from Laura's story. However, Uber supports a statewide proposal to pay all drivers $35 an hour if that legislation is enacted, superseding a Minneapolis ordinance. Uber said it would bring rideshare services back to the city. You know, this is based on the threat. They also, Uber said that Uber accused the city council of hijacking the state's process, said most members of the city council refused to meet with the companies or look at the data. It wouldn't shock me at all, considering some of the decisions the city council offers up, when I'm left shaking my head. You don't have to agree with their data. You could counter their data, but you wouldn't look at the data or wouldn't meet with them, and you're offering up this decision? And I get it, Dave. You can't meet with every company. Uber and Lyft are pretty big. You could meet with them.
Dave has left the show to work for Uber for $35 an hour.
Yes.
mean, there's no way. It sounds absurd. And if I'm wrong, you may have to finish the rest of the week yourself.
Okay. I'm going to read right from the great Laura Oakes' story on WCCRadio.com. Rideshare company Uber released a statement Thursday afternoon. Today's Thursday, essentially saying they will stop operating in Minneapolis and the ordinance takes effect as of plan May 1st. I don't believe it. However, Uber supports a statewide proposal to pay all drivers $35 an hour. If the legislation is enacted, superseding Minneapolis' ordinance, Uber says it would bring rideshare service back to the city. That's the guarantee? That's a lot.
It's been fun working with you, Chad. It's been a lot of fun.
Can you still produce while you're driving?
I will take my shot at 8 hours of airport runs. That's fine with me. Although I guess if it has to be in Minneapolis, I'll have to stick around the city, but we'll figure it out.
As a former Lyft driver, I understand why people who volunteer to work for Lyft, Uber complain about the wages. They are what they are, and you can choose to work for them or not. The Minneapolis Council should stick with meaningless resolutions about Gaza and not be the reason these companies leave the city. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And my experience with Uber and Lyft has been great.
There's clearly plenty of people, plenty, who are willing to work for the conditions as they are right now.
Yeah. Now, here's a text. The drivers knew what the conditions were when they signed up to work. If they're unhappy with their pay, maybe they should look for a different job. All right, let's go 1 minute longer. I'm sorry. I always do this. You're allowed to protest. You're allowed to use whatever mechanism of leverage that you have, Dave.
Yeah.
You also can call a bluff. You can also say, I don't believe Uber and Lyft really are going to leave. And I'm dubious. I don't believe it. And also say that every job in America, the pay doesn't have to be full-time because the money isn't just unending.
And there's
there's
probably plenty of drivers that are really fighting for a pay bump, and I'm sure there's plenty that are saying, shut up. Stop messing with a pretty decent gig I got here.
And here'd be my shock face if all this is true about Uber not meeting with them and not looking at any data. None. Zero. Not surprised at all. Your Lindis construction time check is 158. Have them out and take a look at their fabulous leaf guard gutters. They are the best. Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, on next hour. If you could ask her one question, what is it? Text me, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.